This is KUT. The new earthquake scientist hired by the Texas agency that regulates fossil fuel production appears to share that agency's skepticism about oil and gas activity in Texas being linked to a surge in earthquakes in the state over the last 10 years. KUT's Mose Bouchel spoke to the new staff seismologist at the Texas Railroad Commission.
Dr. Aaron Velasco is a seismologist from UT El Paso. He says he's especially excited to influence policy in his new role and advise on an earthquake monitoring system called TexNet.
And that's one of the things that attracted me about doing this, is to use my expertise and to be able to contribute what I can to the state of Texas.
In recent years, the Railroad Commission has passed rules to reduce earthquakes, but publicly it's still refusing to recognize the link between Texas quakes and the oil and gas industry. That's at odds with most scientists, the U.S. Geological Survey, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, and other oil states, who concede the link is pretty self-evident.
You could call it almost certain.
Dr. Cliff Froelich is a seismologist at UT Austin who's criticized the agency's response to the quakes. The commission's position has also frustrated people who live in parts of Texas where the earthquake risk has increased. I asked Dr. Velasco what he thought.
It's uncertain. Science is uncertain. We're going to ask lots of different questions. And as we move forward, especially with the advent of TexNet, I think we'll be able to address some of these things. But right now, it is very uncertain.
So you are uncertain that any of the earthquakes in Texas have been caused by man-made activity?
Please don't put words in my mouth.
It might be worth noting that Velasco was joined by two Railroad Commission communications staffers during that interview, something that probably wouldn't have happened in his job as an academic. Again, Dr. Cliff Froelich.
So someone who works for the Railroad Commission or an oil company is representing policy for an organization rather than themselves, and that's going to be a different sort of job for Velasco.
But he says the Railroad Commission will benefit.
And so someone like Velasco, who reads the literature, has been familiar with it for years, is going to be hugely valuable in helping the Railroad Commission sort through the wheat from the chaff in the research realm.
I asked Velasco how he felt about taking on a job much more public and, frankly, political than his one at the university. He said,
I'm excited. I think it's exciting. I'm a scientist, and you know, to be able to convey my science to people that want to listen to it, I think it's great.
The number of quakes in the state has declined significantly in the last few years. At the same time, oil and gas activity has slowed. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.